Yeah, racing today also at Moolumbah. Saying weather fine, good form, Gary Clesio. He's right there on the ground. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good, Sean. Yeah, terrific. A little bit of cloud hanging about. I reckon here late this afternoon, really late, they may even get a thunderstorm, but at the moment, it's just perfect and really, really good track. So, Eric's made on a nice little car too, locked down from Queensland and a lot of the New South Walers here, mate.
Beautiful. Now, the first head of the day, put a line through two, Piper Boy, 12 Soho Flyer. Number four, Savvy Rock is $2.90, 11 Proposal $3, 1 Darth Vader $6.50, 5 Spanish Hurricane is a $10 chance with 6th as always 1, then $12 or longer the rest.
Yeah, I'm 11.469, I'm with Proposal here, the former Victorian filly now on the Matt Dunn yard. I think if she can bring that Victorian form here, she did run second at Packham, and I mean, she did go around in the reduced choice listed race at Caulfield. I know she was beaten a long way, but she looks perfectly placed from the one gate, and obviously she's done a little bit of work here. For Savvy Rock, he's the big key runner. He's on debut. He's a fast net rock. Toby Edmonds has got him. Just trying to look really into his trials, Sean. He had two trials back in May and was only fair. He had one trial back and he was fair there. He whacked the blinkers on him and he was much better at his next trial and he found the line good. So obviously the blinkers have worked. There's always one, the six. He's only lightly raced. He gets to the 1,200 metres. He's improving all the time. I'm going to give the 9 Grand Casador another chance. She had a very heavy track first up at Ballina. Looked terrific in the mounting yard and just didn't show up. But she's certainly better than that. And I reckon on top of the ground, will suit her better. 11.4, 6 and 9 in race 1.
Second event, put a line through 3 behind the Thistle. 5 Ephras, 8 Chelsea Diamond, 11 Hard Love. Now 1 Pundit is $2.90. 7 Snooze You Lose, $5. 9 Cleodna is $5.50. Number 6, Tusker Time at 7. 4, Shakespearean, $9. 12, Time to Remember, $9.50. Then 12 or better.
Yeah, 1.697 with the top leaf pundit here. He's only had the two goes. He ran 4th at Ipswich on debut. He was beaten 3.8 lengths. 4 winners come out. And then he went to Warwick and 2 winners come out. He hasn't been at the races for 5.5 months. He hasn't trialled. He draws good. And he gets blinkers on first time. Obviously, they've done some work with him. And like I said, if he can bring that Brisbane form, he'll be hard to beat. 6, Tusker Time. His first two runs at Beyond Camillo and T Lexus were really good. And then he hit the graph and he hit that real heavy track a month ago. He didn't handle it. He gets on top of the ground. You'll see a better horse today. 9, definitely there, Cleodna, because his trial at the Gold Coast 17 days ago. He never got out of second gear and he draws good. Big player here. I mean, 7, Snooze You Lose, has had the one trial back and another one that had a pretty soft time in a Class 1 trial at Doomben 17 days ago. 1.697. In race 2.
All right, now Ruakaka, 6.81. They are official Endowment O Angel and Project, those numbers there. The third, Full Field, 1 Cruise, is 2.30 equal with 4 Margo. 5, Miss River Bell, 6.50. Then number 7, Young Amazon at 15, 19 or better after that.
Yeah, I'm with the toppy. I'm 1.487. I'm with him here. Cruise, he debuted at the Sunshine Coast and got the job done. Then Barry Lockwood pinned down to Renwick for a 2-year-old race. He was beaten 8.9. He probably went over the top. 4 winners come out of the race. He resumes. He took him to the trial 17 days ago. He just pinged the lids in the trial. He went to the front and just had a real soft time. And never off the bridle. He was beaten 0.1 of the length in the trial. And give him a dig and he wins the trial. 4 Margo, 1 run for the new yard. Former Victorian, Ben Curry's got it. So he can get in better stable and couldn't have been any more impressive to win that maiden at Toowoomba 13 days ago by 4.3. Gets a gate, gets Lloyd aboard. 8 Brandy Balloon, 2 runs back. Spaghetti went around at Ballina. He run into awful trouble. He gets no weight on his back here today and a dry track and a good gate. And 7 Young Amazon, she's been around the mark. She's been in the money 4-3 out of the last 5 runs and just screaming for a dry track and gets it here today. 1.4, 8 and 7. Be a little good little race, Sean.
Okay, now Two Hand of Faith, 6 Good Horse, number 8 Bouchard and 13 Mr. Unbeats are pulled out of the 4th. 3 Intervention, 3.10, 7 Major Luck, 4.20, 9 Fun For Me at 5. 11 Krupskaya at $8, 12 Safilo at 8, 4 Straight Home at 10, then 13 or better.
Yeah, I'm with the 3 Interventions, 3.794. I'm with him here. Beautiful horse. Wendy Bannero's got him in the Sunny Coast. We saw him first up at Lismore when he ran second. Then he came back and run third at Ipswich, third again at Ipswich. He went to Doomben. There was a tearaway leader, and he had to take the field up to the tearaway leader. And one whisked around him at about the 300-metre mark, and he just got jammed right up. He couldn't get at him, Larry Cassidy, but he draws good here. And I like the blinkers going on. I still reckon he had a little bit of a think the day I saw him at Lismore. So I think he's perfectly placed. 7 Major Lux, the danger. Nice fit horse. He got held up on the home turn there at Ipswich 23 days ago, beaten 1.8. That margin should have been a lot less. 9 Fun For Me. She's been placed the last two. They've both been on heavy tracks. I think you're going to see a different mare on a dry track. Will want a bit of luck from a bad gate. And Four Straight owns a lightly raced horse, and he had the three goes, and he just gets better and better with each run. And I like the way he made ground late over the 1,400 metres at the Gold Coast when running third. 3, 7, 9, and 4 in race four.
Race five for our One Love and Lies, 6 Alatura and 9 Dragon Street. Now, the here, number 2, Saipan, is 225. 3 Lucky Showgirl, 380. 4 DeSteva, 480. 7 Cork Abbey, 550. 8 Old Brown Eyes, 750. The other one, Emperor of Oz, $41 pop.
Yeah, 2, 3, 7, 4. I'm with Saipan here. He resumes. Ben Curry's got him. Hasn't been in the race for 3 months. He's won first up. He was in cracking form last preparation, and he's got plenty of speed. He could burn up here and go to the lead. Look, the mare that's going to be hard to beat is 3 Lucky Showgirls. Maddie Dunn's got her. The only query I've got with her, all the wins have been at 12, 1,400, and 15 and a mile. She's never won over the 1,000. She has won first up, but it's been 1,200 metres. But small field, she is going to be a lot handier. And she is 1 for 1 at this track. 7, Kelky Abbey had 4. He's been placed 4 out of his last 5, and he gets no weight and draws a gate. I don't know what to make of DeSteva first up. Didn't do any at Kilcoy, but has got a very good second up record and draws good and needs a dry track and gets it here today. She's certainly better than that first up runner, Kilcoy. 2, 3, 7, 4 in race 5, Sean.
All right. Now we go to the next to pull out number 10, Majestic Shadow, 14 rollover 9, 1 Heat Shield, $1.80, 7 Miss Sartorius, $6, 8 Blue Monty, 7, 5 Wraith of Odin, 13, 2 Montezuma, 14, with 3 Myambler, then 23 or better.
Yeah, take beat Miss Topwood Heat Shield here, 1.752. He was great the other day. He worked outside the lead. He just kept working. He was beaten 1.1 length, 0.1 of a length. I reckon there was about 3 to 4 lengths to the margin to the third horse. And yeah, he just fought all the way, this big fella by Northern Media. It's his only runner down here, Tony Gollum, today. 7 The Dangers, Miss Tumorius, really good at Grafton to win. That was a third run for the new stable, the former Victorian. But she dodged a maiden. She went to a C1 and she beat Tian and beat it easy. Just a little query on her coming back to the tighter circuit off a big track. 5 Reef of Aid, look, he's always thereabouts. He'll run a trip and he's nice and fit. And 2 Metazuma's going to be fitter for the run. He's had a couple of runs back and he started to work home late, second up over the 1,800 metres. And he's only win at the, has been at the 2,200 metres, so he'll strip a bit fitter here today. Just find it hard to win, but this will suit him a lot better third up. 1, 7, 5, 2, race 6.
Now we're back looking at the next Emmawilla Bar, race 7 today. Put out 4 Infinite Rain at 8 and New Sound. 1 Roshani Phoenix, $1.85. 9 Vivid Pink, $4.80. 6 High Sexy, $10. 3 MVP, $11. Number 2 Annihilation at 12 with 5 Mjolnir. And then 14 or better.
Yeah, I'm with the top weight, Sean. 1,923. He's a beauty, this horse. I saw him in the yard when he won his first up 5 runs ago on a 1,200. Then he went to Bow Desert and run second. He ran third at the Sunny Coast. He ran fourth at the Gold Coast. And he had his first go at the mile when Lloyd rode him 26 days ago. And he got hampered bad after the start. And he probably didn't want to fire him up after that because that was his first go at the mile. But, boy, he hit the line hard. I mean, he'll be handy here today. And he's been here and he's won here 1 for 1. Knowing the danger, Vivid Pink. I like the bell on the win. Heavy track at Ipswich last start. Didn't suit. She's nice and fit and she drops in weight. 2 Annihilation. I'm just trying to line that win up at Clifton, but he won pretty good there and he's got good dry track credentials and draws good. And 3 MPV. I'm trying to work him out. He's not a bad horse, this guy. He's been here once and placed. Bruce Hill's got him at the Gold Coast. So maybe this is his right type of track. And certainly the dry track will suit him a lot better. 1, 9, 2, and 3 in race 7.
Now take out 1 go of the gantry, 4 Viceman, 5 Red Handle, 8 Mishani Seeker, 11 Invincible Storm, and 13 Star Painter from the 8th. 3 I Am Impressed, 270, 9 Fear Factor, 280, 6 Anemo, $6, 10 Danger Annie at 850, 2 Sugar Ray Red, 10, and then the rest 13 or better.
Now I'm 9, 3, 2, and 10. I'm with you. I'm going to give him one more go, Fear Factor. I made him the best bet of the day at Delna 11 days ago. And look, he didn't handle that heavy track. He got his head up. He didn't want to stretch out. Prior to that, he just went bang and blew him away. And he's unbeaten here 2 for 2 and gets back to a dry circuit. It's going to suit him a lot better. 3 The Danger, I am impressed. He's only got to do what he did at Grafton 2 runs ago beyond defence witness. But he's since gone back to the coast and he was a little bit plain in the run home. But I like his Grafton run. 2 Sugar Ray Red. He ran into awful trouble on the home turn, held up. You might see he was beaten 5. That margin should have been a lot less. He needs the dry track and he gets a real soft take to get a nice run. And 10 Danger Any. Like the last two wins, Ipswich and Bodessa, this is a harder assignment, but going well at the moment and well weighted. 9-3, 2-10 for me in the last, Sean.
All right. What's your best there today, Gary?
I like race 3, number 1, Cruz. I like his trial. And race 7, number 1, Mashani Phoenix. I think he'd get a beautiful run 1 gate. He's 1-for-1 at the track. So race 3, number 1, race 7, number 1. Quaddy numbers, a little bit short in the legs. 2 and 3 in the first leg. 1-7-5 second. 1-9-2 third leg. And 9-3 in the last leg, Sean.
All right. Terrific. Good on you, Gary. Have a great day. And we'll hear you later on from Wollumbah.
Good on you, Chief. See you, mate.
Okay, Gary Cleese there.